再次说祝各位母亲母亲节快乐。
Again, Happy Mother's Day.
可能今天你们看到的主题跟今天的母亲节两个好像很不配合，显然我是与中央没有保持一致的高度。
So you may think today's topic may not correlate to the Mother's Day.
我们知道上帝的话是光，他带来了光明，让我们离开黑暗。
We know God's word is just like light, lead us away from darkness.
因为光带来了温暖，使我们离开寒冷。
Light gives us warmth to be away from coldness.
神的话能够医治我们，使我们脱离疾病。
God's word can heal us from sickness.
神的话是粮食，使我们免于饥饿。
God's word is just like food, healed our hunger.
盼望每一个人在读今天的经文的时候，我们都在光中，在温暖当中。
So may us be in the light filled warmth.
在平安和饱足的里面。
Fill us in peace.
如果您习惯中文的，你就读中文；如果你习惯英文的，你就读英文；如果两个都习惯的，你两个都读。
So you can read with us either in Chinese or English.
我们将从马可福音第七章，我们第一节要念到第二十三节。
So our verses today is Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through
23. 好，请大家跟我一起念第一节。有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来到耶稣那里聚集。
The Pharisee and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus. Then,
他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。
Saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is unwashed.
原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手，就不吃饭。
The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders.
从世上来，若不洗浴，也不吃饭，还有好些别的规矩，他们历代拘守，就是洗杯、罐、铜器等物。
When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles.
法利赛人和文士问他说：你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传，用俗手吃饭呢？
So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law asked Jesus, Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands?
在这里我们看见法利赛人和犹太人，他们是，特别是法利赛人，他们是一个很特别的人。
So we can see Pharisee is a special kind of Jewish people.
在当时的社会，法利赛人是属于非常有道德的，很有宗教，也非常虔诚的人。
They are considered to be very religious of the day.
他们在社会上是德高望重，而且受人的尊敬。
They were respected by the society.
他们在社会上成为像老师、像裁判官一样。
They were regarded as Judge and teachers.
刚才所读的圣经里面讲到，他们从耶路撒冷来到加利利，这里距离将近有80英里，或者是100公里的路程。
They travel all the way from Jerusalem to Galilee. It's about 80 miles between them.
他们的身份很特别，事实上他们就是今天所谓的中央宗教局啊，指派来调查耶稣的。
So actually, they were special religious people came to Galilee to investigate on Jesus.
因为耶稣出来服事已经第三年了。
So Jesus is into his third year of his ministry.
他的影响力不断的扩大。
His influence getting bigger and bigger.
过去呢，老百姓呢都向法利赛人去请教他们关于道德的事情，关于宗教的事情。
In the past, Jewish people asked Pharisees about anything.
现在许多人都转向耶稣，所以他们要私下来调查，希望能够找出耶稣的毛病。
Right now, most people turn away from Pharisee to Jesus, so they want to find fault with Jesus.
所以这次他们长途跋涉啊，来到耶稣的面前呢，要细细的观察，希望能够逮到一个机会啊，对耶稣能够提出指控。
So that's why they travel 80 miles from Jerusalem to Galilee, try to find faults among Jesus' teaching.
他们终于找到机会了。
They found the opportunity to accuse him.
他们发现耶稣的门徒吃饭前没有洗手。
They found the disciple did not wash their hands before eating.
所以他们就说，要是吃饭之前没有洗手，那个叫做熟手。
So they said, it's not washing, then it's unceremonial.
没有洗过的东西叫做俗物。
So without washing, that's stuff called unceremonial.
那没有洗过的人叫做俗人。
So that's why the people become unceremonial.
那这些人叫做不洁净的。
So they're considered unclean.
而且他们在洗的时候呢，每一个洗的事情的方式要有很细的规定。
So there are many, many minor traditions along the way.
如果你洗是洗的，但是不按照规定的话，你还是俗的，还是不洁净的。
There are certain ways of washing. If you don't follow them, you're not considered clean.
所以当他们观察到耶稣的门徒没有洗手的时候，他就向耶稣指出说：“你的门徒没有洗手。”
So when they observe the disciple not washing their hand, they accuse them of not clean.
你的门徒
，your disciple.
中国话说：“项庄舞剑呢，意在沛公。”
So they're kind of accusing Jesus' disciple.
所以他的对象不是门徒，他的目标事实上是耶稣。
By accusing disciple, they indirectly accuse Jesus.
如果门徒不对，不洁净的话，那责任是老师的，是主耶稣的责任。
Of course, the responsibility falls on Jesus.
他们用连带的责任呢，要抹黑耶稣。
They try to accuse Jesus through his disciple.
好，我们接下来从第六节到第十三节，我们来念，看看他们耶稣的反应是什么。
So let's see Jesus' response from verses 6 to 13.
第六节，耶稣说：“以赛亚指着你们假冒为善之人所说的预言是不错的，如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。”
Verses 6, he replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about your hypocrites, as it is written.These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然的。
They worship me in vain. Their teaching are but rules taught by men.
他们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传。
You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men.
又说你们诚然是废弃神的诫命。要守自己的遗传。
And he said to them, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions."
摩西说：“当孝敬父母。”又说：“咒骂父母的，必致死他。”
For Moses said, "Honor your father and your mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death."
你们倒说：“人若对父母说，我所当奉给你的，已经做了割耳板。”
But you said that if a man said to his father or mother, "Whoever helped you might otherwise have received from me is Corban."
以后你们就不容他再奉养父母。
Then you no longer let him do anything for his father and mother.
这就是你们承接遗传，废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。
Thus you nullified the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down.And you do many things like that.
这是耶稣的反应。
This is response from Jesus.
在这里，我们要了解神的诫命是神借着摩西和先知启示颁布给以色列人。今天来说，就是摩西的五经，或者是今天我们手上拿着的圣经。
So this is the commandment handed down by God to Moses. We call it Pentateuch.
遗传的话呢是。长老他们来诠释这个神所颁布的诫命，接下来有人去教导，然后再传递下来。
Tradition is the interpretation of the commands by men, and then they teach to other people according to their own interpretation of the commands.
所以以色列人就开始学，在那里模仿，在那里练习。
So Israel followed those traditions and imitate those.
今天在所有的人当中，道德是用口传的，是用教导的。
So nowadays, morality was taught by men.
慢慢的，这些的道德就变成了规矩跟标准。
Then morality turned into rules and regulations.
变成了宗教，变成了口号。
They turned into religions and models.
甚至变成习俗和传统。
Even become tradition and habits.
一传十，十传百。
So handed down from generation to generations.
这样的传递了以后，事实上就渐渐的离开了上帝的诫命，离开了真理，相当的遥远。
And gradually we go further and further away from the real command.
因为这些法利赛人想找耶稣的毛病。
Because the Pharisees tried to find faults with Jesus.
所以主耶稣的反击里面告诉，就找出他们法利赛人，特别是来的这些人的里面，他们真正生活上的毛病，把它找出来。
So Jesus countered by picking up their own problem among Pharisees.
耶稣就举出圣经里面所教导说，你应当孝敬父母。
For example, Bible taught us we should honor our father and mothers.
但是这些法利赛人呢，他有一部分的钱财呢，他应当要奉献给上帝的。
But Pharisees supposed to offer part of their money to the Lord.
但是有一部分呢，是应该是孝敬他父母使用的。
And part of money should put aside for mother and father and mother.
但是这个人呢，他不愿意两个钱都从他身上出来。
But some Pharisee considered too much money to go for God and mother and father.
所以他对他父母说：“我应当给你的钱呢，我已经奉献给上帝了。”
So some just said the money supposed to for mother and father, I already gave it to the God.
所以这个是一个变相的。说他孝顺父母，他又侍奉上帝。事实上，他把他父母的那一部分就省下来了。
So that's shortchange mother and father.
其实，在我们的日常生活中，我们也常常用上帝的诫命，把它扭转的一个形式，变成另外一个样子出来。
We sometimes twisted the command from God as an excuse.
我们听着很多的人，包括我们自己，说我做事是凭着良心的。
Including ourselves, we always said, I do things according to my own conscience.
其实往往讲这样话的人，他不知道他自己的良心是在什么位置上面。
They already know where they stand.
所以上有政策，下有对策。
So you always deal with those conscience.
随着环境就可以自然的去调整，能够让自己感觉最舒服的方法来使用。
So the rule change according to the circumstances. You just pick and choose whatever fits your need.
你会不会思想说，为什么耶稣用这么强烈的方法来反应别人呢
？Why Jesus responds so strong against those people？
他们只不过说你的门徒没有洗手，怎么把我用这样的态度来反应呢
？So Pharisees just accuse uncleaning by not washing the hand, and Jesus' response was so intense.
可能有很多人把耶稣想象成他是一个非常和蔼可亲的人。
Most people consider Jesus to be a peaceful person.
但是耶稣为什么用这么强烈的话来反应呢
？Why he responds in such an intense way？
耶稣说：“这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
”Because they worship me in lips, but their hearts are far from me。
这是一个很严重的批评。
This is a serious accusation。
并且还说他们离弃废弃了上帝的诫命，要守自己的遗传。
And then they accuse them away from command, but follow their own tradition。
这是一个很严重的罪名啊。
It's a very serious accusation.
因为在犹太人的话，如果你离弃了上帝的诫命，这个是一个很严重的事情。
For Jewish people, away from God's command is a very serious crime.
甚至主耶稣还说，你们这些假冒为善的人。
And even accuse them being hypocrites.
我想这些法利赛人会觉得非常冤枉。我只是说你门徒没有洗手，怎么最后变成弄成我是一个假冒为善的人呢？
So Pharisees may consider how come I just accusing them not washing their hand turn myself into a hypocrite.
是不是主耶稣小题大做夸大其词呢
？So maybe Jesus just making something out of nothing.
那我们现在来读最后一处的经文，能够了解说为什么耶稣讲话会用这种方式来讲话呢
？So we'll read more verses and understand why Jesus respond this way.
十四节到二十三节，第十四节，耶稣又叫众人来，对他们说：“你们都要听我的话，也要明白。”
Verses 14. Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this."
从外面进去的不能污秽人，唯有从里面出来的乃能污秽人。
Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him.Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean.
第十七节，耶稣离开众人，进了屋子，门徒就问他这比喻的意思。
After he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable.
耶稣对他们说：“你们也是这样不明白吗？ 岂不晓得凡从外面进入的不能污秽人？
Are you so dull? He asked. Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean?
因为不是入他的心，乃是入他的肚腹，又落到茅厕里。这是说各样的食物都是洁净的。
For it doesn't go into his heart, but into his stomach, and then out of his body. In saying this, Jesus declared all food clean.
又说从人里面出来的那才能污秽人。
He went on, what comes out of a man is what makes him unclean.
因为从里面就是从人心里发出恶念苟合。
For from within, out of man's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery.
偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、谤毒、骄傲、狂妄。
Greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly.
这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean.
这就是今天的主题，原罪。
This is the topic of today, sin.
原罪不需要教导的，不需要学习的。人的本性的里面就拥有了原罪。
Sin resides in our own nature. We don't need to learn or get taught by it.
各位，你今天处在二十一世纪，你的生活的里面有没有这样的经验，有这样的感觉
？So now it's 21st century. Have you experienced this kind of feeling about sin?
有的时候会有一些很不好的念头会从你里面出来。
Sometimes you have some idea that's filthy.Inside.
有的时候你会想，我这样的一个人不可能会有凶杀的问题。
Some you may think there's no way for me to murder.
但是耶稣说，如果你的心里面如果恨人的话，你就是杀人。
But Jesus said, if you hate a person, you commit murder already.
你想，我大概不会做这种事情吧
？I will never commit murder.
但是如果对方开始危害到你的利益的时候，你的工作的时候，你的生存的时候，你的里面就自动会产生出这样的反应出来的。
But sometimes conflict of interest, you will hate the person that get into your way.
在中国大陆过去四人帮的时候，我看见他们四个人做了很多的坏事。
In China, during the period of Gang of Four, they did many horrible things.
等到我整个了解了以后，我发现他们四个人还比不上我一个人。
But sometimes, if I truly understand myself, I don't think they're not that horrible compared to my dirty thoughts.
他们四个人要团队配合以后，才做出这样的恶事而已。
The gang of four had to work together to commit some hideous thing.
其实我发现我一个人，我就能够做得比他们还更厉害的。
But me alone are capable of doing worse thing than they did.
因为在我的周围没有他们所拥有的权力，没有他们所财富，没有他们手中的军队和力量。
I don't have their power, wealth, and military might.
如果我有他们一半的条件，我做出来的恶事一定会超过他们四个人的。
If I had those, I probably would commit even worse what they had done.
因为我里面有这样的能力。
Because I'm capable in my heart.
贪婪。
Greed.
美国过去的第一首富叫做洛克菲勒。
Rockefeller was the richest man in the United States.
在那个时候，盖了一座大楼，叫今天还叫做洛克菲勒大楼。
In his time, he built the Rockefeller Center.
当时他那样的全美国最富有的一个人，记者问他一句话。
So a reporter asked him during the interview, asked him a question.
你觉得你还要再赚多少钱才会觉得满足？
How many more money do you want to make to satisfy yourself?
他说只要再多一点点就够了。
He answered, just a little bit more.
那个贪婪的愿望呢，每一个人都有。那个全世界最富有的，他仍然还有。
Even the richest man in the world, his greed is considered what he has not enough.
讲到诡诈。
About trickery.
今天是母亲节，很抱歉，我必须用这样的例子。
Well, Mother's Day, I shouldn't talk about trickery.
有一个母亲，她有一个儿子，有一个女儿。
There's a mother, he had a daughter and a son.
他们都长大，都结婚了。
They grew up and married.
所以她教导她的女儿跟教导她的媳妇，她用两个版本。
She used two examples to teach her daughter and son.
教她的女儿要怎么样的防她的公婆。
So she taught her daughter how to guard against her mother-in-law.
教她的媳妇要怎么样的尊敬孝敬她的她自己本人。
But he taught her in-law how to respect her.
就在那同样一件相处的关系上，她就有两个版本。
So there's two ways of dealing with mothers and mother-in-law.
讲到骄傲。
Talk about pride.
不知道您有没有经验过骄傲？
Have you experienced pride?
在中国历史上有一个人是非常的公义的，嫉恶如仇的，叫做关公。
So there's a 关公 in Chinese history. He hates injustice. He's very righteous.
当时他的敌人曹操啊，想破坏他的名声，并且破坏他跟他的老板刘备的关系。
And his enemy 曹操 tried to jeopardize his relationship between his boss.
他把关公跟刘备的妻子啊关在同一个房间里面。
He deliberately jailed his boss wife and 关公 together.
关公为了要证明自己的清白，晚上点着蜡烛，整夜不睡觉，在那里读《春秋》。
关羽 in order to prove his innocence, he stayed up all night reading a book.
这么样一个正义的人
，such a righteous person，
他最痛恨的人就是喜欢拍马屁的人。
He despised apple polish.
结果他一个老弟叫张飞。
And he has a brother 张飞。
有当关公打完一场胜仗回来，心里非常的高兴的时候，对他说了一句话。
When they came back from a victory,
他说：“关兄啊，这世上你是最恨人拍马屁的。”
So brother Guan, you hate apple polish.
老关抓着胡子啊，就慢慢在那里点头。
So 关公 kind of nodding.
最后发现他被骗了。
Now he discovered he was apple polish.
他竟然接受了张飞的称赞。
He accepted the compliment from.
他也接受了拍马屁。
So he's the object being apple polish.
因为这么样一个正义的人，他还是免不了骄傲。
So a righteous person cannot avoid being proud.
耶稣为什么那么样的生气，做那么强烈的反应呢？
Why Jesus responds so intensively?
我们可能在这里提出来，基督信仰里面跟外面的想法、跟世界的想法很不一样的地方就在这里。
So there's a difference between Jesus' thought and the worldly way.
基督的信仰告诉我们，人的罪恶是自己从里面产生出来的，不是从外面进来的。
Jesus taught us we all sin from within.
这里我想有一些背景的人可能马上会做一个反驳。
So someone may refute this kind of thinking.
中国的孟子说，人性是本善的。
There's a philosopher in Taiwan, in China, saying we are all kind from the beginning.
三字经才教我们说，人之初，性本善。
So tradition taught us we are all kind persons in the beginning.
我们看那个小孩子，就说他像一张白纸一样，像天使一样。
So we all said the little kids just like angels, they're so nice.
孟母要三迁啊。
So a mother, in order to give his kids a good environment, he moves three times.
因为他妈妈认为啊，环境会使我的孩子变坏。
Because the mom thinking environment can pollute the kids.
我们都认为环境会使一个人变坏的。
So environment can pollute a person.
许可我用一种例子来说明。
Let me explain that in an example.
可能你们当中都有看过，在美国有一种叫做爆米花的这种东西。
So you all know about popcorn machine.
这个爆米花的机器呢，开始的时候要把玉米啊放到那个爆米花的机器里面。
So we put the kernel in the machine first.
然后加上奶油。
And we put some butter.
然后接下来就把开关打开。
And switch it on.
这个爆米花的机器就慢慢温度就开始上升了。
So the temperature gradually rising.
不多久以后，你就会听到爆的那个声音在里面了。
Shortly, you can hear the popping.
当温度继续加温的时候，这个时候它就开始从里面爆出来了。
So and the popcorn is gradually done through the increasing temperature.
那个爆米花跑出来的时候，就好像火山喷出来一样，不断的一直的喷出来，一直的喷出来。
It looks like a lava from a volcano.
这个玉米啊，事实上就是人原来拥有的。我刚才所读的那些罪啊，它放到人的里面，在人的里面本来就拥有的。
The kernel just like a sin within.
当外面的温度开始加温的时候，外面的环境开始改变的时候，
When the surrounding temperature increasing,
你原来里面的那个爆米花它就会爆出来的。
And your sin within will burst out.
人本来早就已经装满了这些爆米花，这些玉米花在里面。
We all have those kernel within our heart.
这个叫做原罪。
We call it original sin.
它只在等一件事情而已。
The sin is waiting to burst out.
就等它的环境给它足够的条件，它就开始会显出来。
Once the environment stimulus enough,
它就会一件一件的就会呈现出来。
So piece by piece, we will show our true color.
今天我们的年轻人，今天你的父母把你放在一个尽量没有坏环境的地方，让你在这个地方成长。
So the parents try to put the best environment around their kids.
但是如果你换到另外一个比较坏的环境的时候，你什么脏话什么都会出来的。
But if you're among bad people, you may start cussing.
因为你本来本身就拥有这个能力的。
You're capable of cussing.
所以人有原罪啊。
So we all have original sin within us.
但是人有原罪以后呢，我们就发现这样的结果下去是会大家会受到伤害的。
Then we realize the original sin would just hurt us down the line.
所以人类就开始希望能够要教导，希望能够有道德。
So that's why we try to use teaching and morality.
一代一代的传下来就成为遗传。
Generation to generation turn into traditions.
其实这些遗传就在你的心里面就成了你自己。不知不觉中的一种标准。
So unconsciously, those traditions turn into the standard of life.
虽然这些标准离上帝的诫命其实是很遥远的。
Those standards comparing to God's standards, no comparison.
但是即使如此，罪在人的里面使人很难有真正的平安。
But the sin with us keep us from a true peace.
你有没有经验在很忙碌的日子生活里面？等到有一段时间非常的安，突然能够安静下来片刻的时候，你会扪心问你自己。
So sometimes among the hustle and bustle of the life, all of a sudden everything quiet down. You may ask yourself.
那时候，如果你很诚实的自己面对你自己的时候，你就会感觉到一件事情。
If you're honest to yourself, then you understand one thing.
虽然你很努力，但是你自己活不出你自己所知道的标准。
You try your best.But you could not live up to the standard you set for yourself.
你没有真正从里面的喜乐跟荣耀出来。
You can't experience true joys and peace within.
你缺乏平安跟真正的满足。
You cannot enjoy peace.
你里面你自己在那里，自己在那里挣扎。
You struggle within yourself.
因为你自己达不到你自己的标准。
Because you cannot even attain your own standard.
所以你的内心里面是有苦闷的。
So、you always struggle.
你活得很累的。
So you feel tired just living.
如果这世上每一个人自己的里面跟自己有挣扎有斗争，
So everybody struggle against himself.
那就不难了解人和人之间互相会有压力会有冲突。
Then of course we struggle against each other.
国家和国家之间一定会有战争的。
And country struggle against another country. War ensues.
所以原罪在人的里面就会产生它有的作用出来。
So sense will have its consequence.
这个原罪呢，就会导引人有三个方向，会必然会走上去的。
So sin leads us into three directions.
第一种的情况就是作恶犯法。
So the first one is commit sins and violate law.
那这样的情况之下，他里面有罪，所以他外面就犯罪。
Because he has sinful thoughts, of course he commit crime.
里面有什么感觉，他外面就做出来。
So you feel something bad, then you act on it.
这样的人在社会上毕竟还是占少数的。
That they are among the minority commit crimes in the society.
如果你们要找他的话，他这些人最后都是在监狱里面，在那里坐牢。
So such people usually end up in jail.
是一个罪人，所以他就犯罪。
So sinner commit crimes, then.
当然，这个犯罪的意思就是他被社会的法律抓到了。
Because they got caught.
但这种人其实也有他可爱的地方。
But there's some silver lining for those people.
因为他们很诚实。
Because they are honest.
他表里如一。
So they are what they are. So they're sin, they commit crime.
第二种情形是遮掩压抑的。
The second way leads to cover up and suppression.
这是占很大多数的。
That's majority.
我们就可以借着道德宗教。
We resort to morality and religion.
规矩和教育。
Education and standards.
甚至去做一些善事。
Even try to do some charity work.
就让我们外面好像掩饰里面真正的原罪。
So it looks nice outside, but we still have sin inside.
所以你会发现社会上有一些清高俱乐部、高尚同乡会。
So there's a lot of clubs promoting charity.
这些人在那里表现，他事实上是可以做很多的好事的。
Looks like they're doing a lot of good things.
他在这里做的是外面的。
But they're doing something superficial on the outside.
因为他知道他自己的里面有这个原罪。
They know deep inside they still sin.
这是不是很舒服的感觉？
It's not a comfortable feeling.
所以他用外面的事情来遮掩里面自己真正的情况。
They try to use superficial things to cover up what's really inside.
所以你仔细看，在社会上能力强的人。
So many able people in the society.
他有金钱，他有权力。
They have money and power.
他有很高的成就，可以达到高峰。
They achieve high status.
你看他们最后都一定会转到一个方向来。
Eventually, they turn into the same direction.、Mostly.
他们一定会追求道德。
They will look for morality.
因为他们怎样？他们希望他们能够得到别人的尊敬，能够得到别人的敬仰，甚至得到别人的崇拜。
They want to get others' respect and worship.
所以他们会努力的寻找这个方向。
They will try very hard to achieve those respect from outside people.
为什么要努力呢？
Why they try so hard?
如果你本来是圣人，你就不需要努力啊。
If you're good from beginning, then you don't need to get the accommodation from outside.
你就不需要去追求一个本来自己已经拥有的啊。
You don't need to search for something you already own.
这正说明他其实他的里面事实上是没有，他自己知道的。
Because he knows he's not good enough.
所以他必须要借着外面的事情来遮盖里面的事情。
So he had to need outside respect to cover what's inside.
这跟亚当和夏娃犯罪以后的情况完全一样的。
It's the same plight like Adam and Eve when they commit original sin.
当他们发现他们自己有罪的时候，
Once they realize they sin,
他们就编作无花果树的叶子把自己遮盖起来。
They try to cover their nakedness with thick leaves.
今天那些能力强的人，他们编织的这个无花果树的叶子非常的漂亮。
The powerful person nowadays, their thick clothes is pretty elaborate.
他们可以遮盖，让别人看不见他们里面真实的情况。
They try to cover up what's really inside their heart.
所以你看，这个世界卖的最好的就是化妆品。
So you know cosmetics sells.
一层一层的涂。
So you cover layer by layer.
一层一层的抹。
More and more.
就是要遮盖里面的。
Try to cover the real color.
如果人活在这样的方式的话，是很辛苦、很疲倦的。
It's a tough and tiresome way to live.
所以主耶稣说，你们外面的跟你们里面的是不一样的。
So Jesus said, what's outside and what's inside, they're totally different.
你们外面的嘴巴说得很好听。
You're worshiping with lips.
但是你的心却远离了我。
But your heart is far from me.
这其实是这世界上大多数人所走的道路。
That's the majority of people in this world.
因为原罪会人逼着人不得不得走这条路。
And the sin leads us this way.
因为人不喜欢真正见到真正的自己。
They don't like the real self.
所以他们借着外面这些装扮，从别人的赞美当中，他能够稍微安息他里面的痛苦。
They try to get some accolades from other people.
第三种的是批评论断。
The third way is to criticize and judge.
这是得到人尊敬的最佳途径。
So this is the best way to gain respect from others.
特别是知识分子。
Especially, the people.
Intellectual.
Intellectual.
你知道吗？知识分子如果能够骂人骂出道理来的话，批评能够批评的头头是道，他立刻都得到人家的尊敬。
So the intellectual usually criticize with gusto. Then they can get respect right away.
他们以为他们能够讲出道理来，就自己会误认为说我能够做得到这个标准。
They argue thinking they can do what they argue.
因为我能够讲出道理啊，那表示我一定可以做得到。
If I can preach, then I can do it.
这是给自己一个误解。
It's a misunderstanding.
并且他们这样批评别人说，他的里面能够得到一种安慰。
They feel comfort by criticizing others.
可以安慰他里面仍然受罪原罪的控制，达不到标准的那个痛苦。
They think they can soothe their pain, they cannot attain their own righteousness.
他可以借着批评别人，能够疏解发泄里面的苦闷跟压力。
By criticizing, they can vent their own.
这样人就可以逃避那个标准。
They can run away from their own.
这可以暂时解脱自己里面的不愉快。
They can run away from their own unhappiness.
在台上就有一个人是这样的。
There's one on the stage just like that.
我讲的不是这位。
Well, you know who.
当我要是能够在上面批评很厉害的下去，我好像觉得很舒服。
So when I criticize, I feel good.
好像不是我的样子。
So when I criticize others, I won't be doing such bad things myself.
等到我回到我的书房，门关起来以后，我发现所讲的每一件事情就是我自己。
But when I'm alone, I'm thinking I'm criticizing myself.
这个一个人产生一个误解。
So this is a misunderstanding.
我以为我批评，我就可以免去这些里面原罪的控告。
By criticize, I can voice the accusation of sin.
你看在社会上是不是有很多名嘴？
So there's a lot of commentator on the TV.
他们批评得很厉害。
They criticize left and right.
全世界都是错的。
So nothing is right in their eyes.
只有一个人是对的。
Only one person is right.
等到新闻记者针对他去找他挖他的毛病的时候，就挖出很多的东西出来。
But they have their skeleton in their closet.
当 Bill Clinton 被抓到他的绯闻案的时候，
So Bill Clinton, when he was exposed, Lewinsky.
记者就问 Lewinsky 说，你觉得 Clinton 他真的后悔了吗？
So they interviewed Lewinsky that do you think Clinton really repent or regret?
他说是因为他被逮到了。
Because he got caught.
所以他，你想想看，他是这个总统啊。
So Clinton is the president.
他装的好像他是有很多道德模范的一个人，他在没有被抓到之前。
So he claimed to be a role model.
但是事实上，他的里面早这些罪早就存在了，不是说等到他遇到这个女人以后他才犯罪的。
But he already has those simple thoughts. So Monica Lewinsky happened to pass by.
那些罪跟我跟他是没有两样的，我也有。
So.Ourselves may commit the same thing, given the opportunity.
只是环境出现了。
When the opportunity presents itself, we are capable.
如果另外一个卢恩斯基来找我的话
，If another Monica Lewinsky came to me,
我可能比 Bill Clinton 还早就跌倒下去了。
So I may be worse than Clinton.
因为我的里面有原罪。
Because there's sin within me.
只是环境没有提供给我。
I just don't have the opportunity.
希望我也不要觉得惋惜。
So I won't regret.
但是如果真的不断的试探引诱在旁边的时候，我里面这个原罪就会呈现出来。我真的有原罪。
So when trials and tribulation come along, I will expose my own sin.
我们讲到刚才有这三个层次。
So there are three levels that sin leads us.
一种是作恶犯法的。
The first is commit sin and violate law.
一种是遮掩压抑的。
Second is cover up and suppression.
第三种是批评论断的。
The third is criticize and judge.
这只是告诉我们说，人如果在原罪的里面，我们只好走这样的道路。
So there's only three ways if sin is within us.
耶稣为什么会指责法利赛人呢？
Why Jesus accused Pharisees?
因为他们是在最高档的。
Because they're considered to be the highest status in the
society. 他们批评论断。
So they criticize and judge others all the time.
我不知道你跟我们是在哪一个阶段。
So where are we?
但是我们不会躲掉的。
But there's no way for us to hide.
为什么耶稣要这样的方式来指责这些法利赛人呢？
Why Jesus accused Pharisees this way?
因为这是主耶稣出来服事的第三年。
Because Jesus into his third year into his ministry.
再不久他就被钉死。
Shortly, he will die on cross.
所以他的真正的对象不是法利赛人。
So he did not come for the Pharisee.
他事实上真正的对象是他的门徒。
Actually, he tried to teach something to his disciples.
因为这些的门徒将来是出来要服侍人，为着上帝来服侍人的。
Because the disciple will continue his ministry to serve others' people.
如果他们不是用上帝的眼光来看人的话，他们不知道怎么样服侍的。
We have to serve through the eyes of the God.
上帝看人的时候，看见了什么呢？
When God sees us, what did God see?
他看见两样事情。
He sees two things.
他看见人是造，应该是照着人与照着上帝的形象和样式所造的。
He created us according to His image.
是属于他的。
We belong to God.
第二个，他看见人的里面离开了上帝以后有原罪在里面。
And God also sees us sinned when we leave Him.
虽然人那么样的努力，但是永远没有办法胜过原罪。
Man tries so hard but cannot avoid sin.
所以神在教导主耶稣在教导门徒的时候，让他们看清楚这个是人最后的结局。
So Jesus wants his disciple to see the ending for all the sins. These are what sins will lead us.
今天是母亲节，我想母亲对自己的孩子有那个没有办法说出来的爱。
Today is Mother's Day. All mothers love their children.
他只盼望把最好的能够给他的孩子。
Mother always want the best for their children.
因为在他的孩子里面有他的生命。
Because there's life in their children.
虽然有些事情不容易说，但是为着孩子的好处，做母亲的还是忍耐的说出来了。
Sometimes they don't want to criticize their kid, but for their own good, they have to say it.
而且会说得非常的彻底，让孩子能够清楚明白。
They want to make it clear and thorough so that their children will understand.
当主耶稣把我们的原罪一样一样的列出来的时候，不是一个很愉快的经验。
So it's not pleasant for God to expose our sin.
但是是真正为着我们最深、最长远的益处而来说的。
But it's for our own eventual good.
所以事实上，我们从这耶稣跟法利赛人的交往里面。如果不看见上帝的心的话，以为他是远远的在那里，只为了责备而责备的。
So from the interaction between Jesus and Pharisee, we have to see the motivation behind Jesus for the whole thing.
他只有一个愿望。
There's only one wish.
就是挽回。
He wants to save us.
回来吧。
Bring us back.
希望你过一个健康、正常的人生。
So that we can be healthy.And prolong our life.
今天你也可以回到上帝的面前。
Today you can return to God.
不管你外面装饰的多好。
Doesn't matter how you cover up.
在上帝的眼中是没有办法遮盖的。
In front of God, we cannot cover up anything.
只要你愿意诚实安静的对待你自己。
But as long as you're honest with yourself.
你应该知道你真正的情况是怎样。
You know who you really are.
圣经绝对不是说谎话的。
There's no lie in the Bible.
耶稣很诚实的对你的心来对你说话。
Jesus honest speak to you.
他不是为了责备而责备。
He's not accusing you.
他向你说出来这件事情以后，他就往十字架上面走了。
After he tells you the truth, he died for you on the cross.
这是他愿意为罪付出最大的代价。
He's willing.To pay the price for our sin.
让你过一个不需要遮掩的人生。
So that you don't need to cover up anymore.
你的心可以很开放地向他敞开。
So you can open your heart to him.
你也可以把你的心向人开始敞开。
And you can open your heart to others.
因为你不再有罪的控告在你里面。
Because there's no more sin accusing you.
愿上帝对你说话。
May God speak to you.
如果这是你真正你说是上帝啊，我愿意。
If you feel yes to God,
你可以跟我一起祷告。
Pray with me.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.